I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Good morning, kind fellow.
Ha-ha!
Oh, hi!
Huh.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Thanks for asking.
It's good. It's good here.
Great.
Back at you. What's happening over there with the moods and the feelings?
All the moods, honestly. I'm sorry I used so many emojis and emoticons this morning.
Yeah, geez, you know that they don't get paid, right? I mean, for every emoji that you bring into the world, that's basically like an indentured servant.
I thought they lived on like donations.
I don't think so. I mean, do you delete your messages? Because I mean, that's a form of murder.
Oh.
And if you don't, then I mean, they hang around forever. So we're just increasing. I mean, if you think that there's a human population, there's an emoji crisis. Crises. Yeah, and now there's so much racial diversity amongst them. That it's fractured.
Well, there's a lot more male emojis. There was some controversy not too long ago about the...
Controversy?
Yeah, about the diversity in the emojis, that there weren't a lot of ladies.
Diversity?
In the emojis realm.
Jibes.
I understand.
Can't do that. I understand. there was affirmative action? Olympative action? Olympative biscuit? Olympic biscuits?
That sounds cute.
It does. It could be like an adorable Japanese J-pop band. the Olympic biscuits. I can't do the yellow voice. You could do the yellow voice, which is, I think, racist for me to say.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but this is the place.
I can't. I have to practice it. You like put me on the spot.
Oh, gee. Well, whatever.
That's one of the words that she said.
It's good to not be ready during these times.
The girl with the big teeth on SNL.
Who are we talking about?
What
are we talking
about? Have you seen that skit where her and, gosh, I can't remember the cast name right now. Vanessa Bayer. With the teeth. She does Miley Cyrus and all that.
Oh, yeah.
You know when she does that?
The chick with the teeth.
Their skit, which is like, who is she with? She's with that other guy, and they act super, because they've gone to Japan like a couple times, and they consider themselves experts on like Japanese.
yep.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, my gosh. That skits right up your asshole.
Oh, your gosh. Oh, my asshole.
Owie!
Yeah, that's unpleasant. Ow. That's not how you watch TV. Is that how kids watch TV? I don't like it. Is this what YouTube is now?
Guys.
Your tube?
Put it
your
in.
Your end tube?
Yeah, just hook it up to your tube.
Yeah, the end user.
Jason.
UX has really changed. I'm getting out of the design business. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't like this anymore. I don't want to play anymore, guys.
Guys.
Here's
my controller. I don't play.
My tablet, my mouse, and just run away crying. I'm not designing anymore. You guys are buttholes, which is the problem.
Gross.
Yeah.
Like, it's all fun and games until someone shats themselves.
Until someone is involuntarily penetrated, and then we've got a lawsuit on our hands.
It's not funny anymore.
No, this is not a game.
Why am I shaking?
that's normal.
Oh, yeah.
That will go away with medications.
Ugh.
The suppositories.
I don't want to be penetrated from watching videos. Damn it.
Well.
All right, no gang.
You're too. Yeah. Well, with everything changing, with people re-identifying, I feel like it's going to repolarize into not be gay will become gay. So,
haha, you can't be a thing anymore.
Speaking of which, I was watching a video of like Facebook, as like some master craftsman made a desk with all sorts of key. I mean, maybe it was a bunch of pieces of furniture. They didn't really clarify,
yeah, they didn't.
But I think it was. But keys and springs and levers and hidden compartments.
That's
and
so
it must
fun.
Have taken. And it's all like filigree.
It sounds like very like steampunk stuff.
It was from a steampunk kind of page showing off all this old technology and furniture. And it's like, well, first off, this shit's probably like 300 years old, so we should all be ashamed. And secondly, could more people just identify as craftsmen or blacksmiths? Professional bowlers for that reason? Like, I'm just tired of people identifying as having penises or not. Like...
Oh, you know what? That's a great point.
There's more important wood we could be identifying.
That's so true.
Like the wood filigreed into fine ornate desks.
Not sex tapes.
Yeah.
If we're being clear, that's what you mean.
Not faggleried into sex tapes. Faggle rock. That is not.
Oh man! All you gotta do is remove an R, and it changes the whole world.
It changes everything. Is there like a gay porn version of Fraggle
there
Rock that
be.
Is
they
Faggle
all need
Rock?
To wear, like really shaggy costume, like furry shaggy costumes, and living.
Ironically,
caves.
Like oh. you had to build the bottom halves separately of all the puppets, so there's cuts from the top to the half because you know they're operated from. You know, you see what I'm saying? It's like doing a 2-person horse. But with movie magic. Oh God.
Once again, Jason's already 3 weeks out on this project.
Oh, yeah. And I've also apparently included live horses into the project, too, just via transference.
Well, you can't do Faggle Rock without horses.
Without Heese. So bring him in here. Get the horses on. Get
no,
on in
bring
here.
Bring the trainers, too. Oh, my goodness.
Well, whatever. I mean... I got it. I can probably... I'll figure this out. What are they? They're horses? It's fine. I got it. Give me some carrots.
Guys, apples, honestly.
Kids, yeah, stop finicking. Come on, get over here. Let me feed these horses.
Whoa. All of a sudden, it just sounds so gross.
Once again, that's you.
Oh.
I feel like, ironically, the Christian in this siblingry is the pervert.
Siblingry? No, I can't immediately think of stuff like that. That is pretty funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
But I am also eating sausage.
Wow. See, it's just you can't help yourself. This is lewd.
It's in the shape of a circle, so it's not as gross. But.
Oh, well. How are other guys' things shaped? I'm confused now. Now I feel excluded.
I need more information. Is there a pamphlet?
Yeah, I get the pancake size condoms.
Well,
not, you know, it's not. Not it's harder to find. It's in from. It's they're from made in China. Made in China. They're in China.
Yes, I do. I don't even know how Chinese talk. Like anytime I say something, I think it's in Japanese. And is that racist?
Yeah, I think it is racist to think that Chinese people are Japanese. But
no,
not in
no.
America though. No.
No here.
Here it's just black and white. You can only be racist if you're a white person toward black people. Like, if you're a white person toward black people.
Oh, yeah. Would you quit being like, a white person to that black person?
We could stop you. Check your white privilege. You're being white toward me. It kind of is what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
If you really kind of think about
it. I'm sitting here trying to laugh, but then inside I'm like, why is it so true?
It's like I was making jokes, and the more jokes I heaped onto the joke fire, the lower it started to burn. And I'm like, hang on a second. I'm not sure if these are jokes.
This isn't going out.
What are these? Are these thoughts? Oh, no.
Oh,
I didn't
no.
mean to put these thoughts on
I'm
the joke
sorry,
fire.
I didn't mean to litter these thoughts in here.
Oh, they just, all they do is smoke. And smolder, and they smell, and they just drop ash everywhere.
They
I didn't
smell
mean to.
Kind of like burning hair.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you ever accidentally, in all of your drugs, have you ever accidentally almost lit your beard on fire?
You singe the old beard there.
I know, and
here and there.
It's like the close. You can't get away from that singe smell. It's like
oh yeah,
olfactory, immediately.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty. It's pretty haunting, although I don't have any recollection of it, so I don't know that that's true.
So really,
but
it's just a haunting.
It has happened, and I think for a while there, when my beard and or mustache were at their longest, they were also coated in wax, which wasn't very flammable.
Oh my gosh, the wax, that was my favorite. You just look so dapper. You couldn't even keep that up. That was the coolest part of you.
Enormous. Well, it's a good thing I got rid of. I cut it off. I chopped that right off. I was like,
"Oh, I'm starting to succeed."
See you later, swagger. Well, that's not true. Let's not falsify. Let's not doctor the past here. That's not what happened.
No one's in surgery.
Let's not perform Ben Carson style surgery on the past, or for that matter, Donald Trump style surgery on the past. He's a real revisionist, that guy. It's real clever. He does some real gerrymandering of past events. It's cute. It's cute.
Oh, look at him. Oh, he's got his rattle.
Oh, look at that. He's culling the masses. Oh.
Look at him.
That's cute.
You know what? Success comes in all forms for different people, Chase.
Yeah.
What? That's my cat trying to get in. No! Okay, so two things. One, I just sent you a picture of the guy's face that's staring at me from the Skype ad for State Farm. And I don't even know what his name is, but it's funny that he's, like, judging me from his ad. Like, what are you talking about?
This is, like, Yeah. Well, he looks happy to see you.
I get it. He looks something.
Also, this is probably, like, the dumbest...
I'm covering him up.
...photo ever. It's, like, a picture of a screen of a picture that's scanned. It looks like it was taken in 1998. It's like I can see so much like interlacing and refreshing going on here through time. Interlaced time. My name is Lance. I'm here to interlace your time into a tapestry of wonderfulness.
I'm here to enter Lance.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I am Enter Lance, and I'm going to Enter Lance. Okay, here I go.
I'm going to give you a Lancing.
Oh, Jesus, the character writes itself and lances itself.
Oh, my.
My goodness.
Okay, so anyway, earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a few thoughts on...
A few. Don't hurt yourself.
Okay. Yeah, on Donald Trump.
Yes.
So I had a friend
Donald,
on Facebook,
take a drump.
A friend from high school. They posted, like, I don't care. And again, I've talked about
this. I don't care.
Well. I'll support Donald. And then they showed a video of, like, they were trying to literally force the idea that Donald is a savvy businessman and a great father and trying to interlace all these. Interlace. Oh my God, say it again.
Oh, you did it. Interlace.
He got into my brains all inceptive. Anyway.
It's what it does.
Like a worm.
Weaves its way into your web of mind.
It's a brain worm.
Thoughts.
Anyway.
Okay.
The video was ridiculous. And the only thing it didn't sway me in any way or the other. It just made me feel like maybe if he was president, because it's scary that's mm-hmm. even a possibility.
That's what we're talking about.
I wouldn't be as scared. And then later... There were, oh my gosh, when talking about how they canceled the Chicago, like, rallies, and then they go back and play all the things that he's, like, literally said, like, go ahead, go take care of him, go hit him, I'll pay your legal fees, and, like, all this stuff. It's just like, oh my goodness, he is inciting all of this. I mean, it's, you know that it's true, but then when you see the words literally come out of his mouth, like, encouraging violence and encouraging...
Oh,
it's just amazing to me.
And what's crazy is that, like, a day or two later, you'll see the words, I don't incite violence. I'm not trying to make people violent. Like,
and everybody's like, whew, I'm glad he said that. I got scared.
Direct contradictions. It's like the people he's pandering to, like, they're the kind of people I was thinking the other day, they just do not... It's a different kind. Like, it's the same way movies are being reviewed, not on their merit, but on the way they make certain people feel about the people involved. It's like, you're not actually discussing anything close to reality. It's just all feeling, all everything, and that's who Donald Trump panders to.
Yeah.
It's just, they do not, like, facts, it's just, they're not... something that concerned them. It was the John Oliver. He said that it was all this is like, or facts to Donald Trump are what the Supreme Court nominee is to a lemur with a banana. He's like, I have no idea what that is. Fuck you. I have a banana.
And
I have a banana. Is
I
how
have
he
a
said
banana.
It. Yeah, I had to
gosh.
Say it kind of like John
He's
Oliver
so
there.
Cool. Yeah.
But I have a theory. Yeah, John Oliver is kicking ass.
Oh,
just
he
like
is.
Stomping.
And the only way
the
he could have done
of
as
America.
Good or better is because he has that accent. And then so it just sounds no matter Andy, what he says is so good.
Well, and it's Andy because Smart. It's so like that his certain like his particular accent is like self-deprecating as his face as his humor.
I know.
like everything fits together. Like he's like the Eminem. Like the way Eminem did that raps battle,
yeah,
against those other rapsers,
yeah, rapsers,
those other raptors,
yeah, I was just gonna say that.
Raptors and their hoodies. The way he
that
you know,
is
left
gonna be the cutest drawing. Go ahead.
the way that Eminem sort of you know he like pre-insulted himself, pre-deprecated yes. himself, so that nobody, and then he just drops the mic. And that's what John Oliver, he's done it on a few shows. He even dropped the mic when he did that Drumpf episode, but like, mm-hmm. or maybe, is that what we're talking about? I just recently rewatched that. Maybe I'm,
oh,
but,
it's so good. It doesn't but yeah, matter. You can watch it over and over and over. It is so good.
Oh, it's good. It's good stuff. But yeah, like he basically is that, and he made sure to be, it was the Drumpf episode. Because he did the Eminem, maybe, I guess he had just watched 8 Mile or something. Maybe he was catching up on American history. Cause like yeah, I think that was like a wink the whole time. The,
oh,
like he literally kind of rapped. He did that pre-rapping yes. where it's like you can't even touch me because I'll just say everything about myself. And then he dropped the mic at the end of the episode. So yeah, could have been a little nod to.
That's how you roll.
I mean, I bet that John Oliver and Eminem hang out and eat Skittles
with Marshawn Lynch
and Marshawn Mellows.
No.
I have a theory that that Donald Trump died somewhere like a month after he announced his campaign, and Ivanka has just been controlling him a la a Weekend at Bernie's style adventure. And ironically, Bernie Sanders is also a name in
well,
the zeitgeist.
Well, and when you put it that way, it sounds like she's uh-huh. having a lot of fun.
Why else would a human man be so absurd? Like I don't know.
Only because he's being controlled by a woman. Now wait.
No, only because
you're getting
well, only because
murky
only because he's a corpse being controlled by a woman. I smell a sitcom.
Let me clarify.
He's dead. He's being manipulated from beyond the grave by a female seductress.
That's okay.
You don't think that like a witch who's controlling a puppet would make that puppet say that she's effable?
Are you saying
okay.
that the women?
I mean, affable.
I'm not
it's
really
so funny
sure.
that those two words are so close, affable and effable.
I know.
They're like the same word, but totally improper and proper versions.
Wow, that's different.
Yeah, you know. Today's right. words of the day. Ma'am, you're looking very affable today. What did you say?
I'm sorry.
Affable.
What? That's like trying to combine yes and no. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're saying yes or no. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my avocado is delicious. You know, I always wonder what's the perfect eating utensil to eat from an avocado from its avocado skin.
A chainsaw?
Well, I tried that last week, but I like having all my fingers. It was a close call.
Mm.
It's actually...
Worth it, though.
The chainsaw's great-great-granddaughter... It's a little spoon that has little teeth on the end, just the end of it, on either side. That is the best way to eat an avocado.
Oh.
Did you know that my husband calls them guacamoles, and now my kids call them guacamoles?
That's good. That'll work.
Like, Wyatt's like, yeah, can I eat some of that guacamole? And I'm like, you do know that that's not. He's well, like, yeah.
Well, careful, okay. though, if you, like some weakened vegans nearby might mistake that for an animal, and then...
Weakened
they're enfeebled brain. Oh, I guess they just don't have the proteins and the nutrients to put together coherent thoughts anymore.
No. It's when your voice cracks and you say something funny at the same time. I think
that's
a new level.
Oh, yeah, when I say something... Something important
no, something
or cathartic. It's not so funny. It's
just, is when
yeah, I know. It's great.
It landed. Okay, so like the funny bird landed at the same time that your voice went back several years.
I'm going to kill one funny bird with one gigantic boulder just to prove a point. I don't need to kill a whole bunch of birds using one stone. I have all the bird corpses and skipping stones that I need.
Do you know what I just thought of that was so
okay.
cute in my mind? It went back to, because it's so funny how opinionated you are now, and your voice is deeper most of the time.
It's really dropping down. It's got those peaks still. Those are getting higher.
And
more
you,
frequent.
And you
it's
do.
The sacrifice that I... It's the deal that I made with the devil.
And you you kind of you do drugs. Anyway, I just flashed back to when you were little and how all kids are like, "Hey, mom, hey, mom, look, watch." I just pictured your curly little blonde-headed, like, face and head just being like, mom, look, dad, you got, look what I'm doing. And then now this. Yeah. It's like, aww.
Well, life, you know, it turns like tiny little cherubs into haggard roadies just overnight.
You were like a cherub.
Did you see, like, same thing happened with Tony Leith. I saw that dude.
Who?
Tony Leith.
Who's that? Leith?
Leith.
Leith?
Like not Earth. The Earth. Leith.
Leith.
Like Leith Blower.
Who is that?
Like Leith Garrett.
Leith. If everybody had like a Leith.
I just like how all my examples were the opposite of helpful. That's good. That's good.
Okay, so who is... Did we go to a high school person?
Yeah. He was on the soccer team. You probably know him. He was that wacky kid with a kind of a flat top-ish haircut. He's got a brother who's still around town.
The fact that you remember someone, that to me is new.
He was a wacky dude. Like, he was known by most people because he was a silly guy. And he would try to cheer people up. And I remember seeing it because he was just a wacky... Like, he discovered weed early, and he was one of the kinds where folks
he's
were...
He's one of those.
He's one of those types. White people.
You can tell. I know, you can tell. Like... You just look around the room and monitor behaviors and just go, I think he smoked weed early.
Just his like brain like just didn't get a lethargia.
Yeah.
That is like middle school pot smoking. Yeah. Didn't find the exit ramp, the ladder that's easily, you can get out of that hole. There's no problem getting out of that hole. You just didn't see the ladder because you were high.
Because you were busy.
Because you were high in that hole. You were low and high.
Anyway, so you saw him.
Oh.
Where'd you see him?
Who? Andy Leith? Okay. Tony Leith. Oh. I think he's got a brother named Andy Leith. That's his brother. When I was driving around when we were in high school, I remember seeing him doing his running for soccer, and he was just like running down South Street next to the cemetery, just with a Walkman, literally like a Walkman.
Oh, yeah.
Before that was like a colloquial expression, like
literally,
Band-Aid or Kleenex. Yeah, like he had a tape cassette playing via battery power in his hand with sweat pouring into it, probably. Gunking up the machinery, because everything it was like an engine playing music. In there, like a music playing jet engine. Like, you could be killed carrying this thing.
Don't you even know?
Don't you know who you could be? You could be killing these dead people who you're running by. I digress.
Okay.
So he's running there with his Walkman. He's jamming out. Like, he's probably listening to Pantera or something be timely at that point. And he's just like, you know, like, no, like throwing fists around and stuff. Like, that. He was a wacky kid. So, yeah, like, you know, free spirit, no inhibitions when he was younger, just didn't like care, he just liked to make people laugh and stuff. And then I see him at the show, like, up in Indy, and he's, like, 6.5 feet tall.
Oh, my.
And he like, a huge dude with long hair and quiet and burly and scary, and it's like,
whoa,
wow, different. And then, like, I talked to some friends, like, yeah, he's huge and hairy now and a lot different.
That is so funny.
It's really weird. Like, well, obviously, you know, getting laid was a big part of it for sure.
Yeah,
like,
that makes you way hairier.
Yeah, it does. Everybody knows that. Just hair all over. I got my bottom foot hair coming in real strong because of all the laying I've been having.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I've got so many lays. I'm collecting them in a drawer. I've got my lay drawer is almost filled.
Yep. You haven't even been to Hawaii.
No, I haven't, because that's not what I'm talking about.
No,
I'm talking about doing it.
I'm getting between some legs.
Yep. I'm having fun with people.
I'm playing Pictionary with them bitches.
Yep. I got my cameras out.
Wait, what?
What?
Well, if they aren't pouring in now, they will be after
this. Oh, my gosh. Control yourselves, ladies. I have business to attend to.
I have but one camera.
I'll be in my laboratory ignoring you all.
That's be so funny if you finally snag someone and they stayed around and then you just got super, like, they were in your space and you're like, I'm going to the closet, just leave me alone.
I'll just WWRD.
And then you're in there just, like, eating some crackers.
It's like, stop it.
Some cats. And then, like, I see you walking away, putting one cat under each arm and be like, I won't see you for an
like,
hour.
Like suitcases. My suitcases.
Crackers and cats. That's all Jason needs.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
You don't
crackers
see it?
And this week on Crackers and Cats,
oh, no.
You'll see JC explore the wonders of the internet once again while his cats wander around the apartment.
Jay.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da.
There you are, found you.
Bop. What?
Sorry. You could hear me, but I couldn't hear you. And I think I found the culprit.
Oh, yeah, your audio goes wacky sometimes.
No, I know, I did. And these
what are you doing?
There's a really easy lever for volume up and down. And every once in a while, with my flagrant hand movements, it goes down. And I'm like, it's kind of like with you, with your object permanence. Oh, where'd everybody go? That's what happens. I'm covered. And I don't know where everybody went. But it
yeah, not only,
me.
I mean, with flagrant hand movements also very alarming to me. I like, my eyes will go wide and I will look for places and things to hide behind if people start to gesture too broadly.
Please don't gesture too broadly in front of me.
I mean, it's the inverse of my lack of object permanence, you see. Objects become too real and too vivid to me and they overstimulate
me. Only so much.
Only so much. I can only, like, that's why I have so many aquariums.
You don't have even one, so don't.
Aquarios. I just like to watch the gentle lulling of the fish.
Aqua. I love that word, and I love that color.
Aqua. I don't like that word. I like the color.
You don't like the word?
Aqua? The word, the phrases roll off the tongue, not
I think it's how you
fly
say it. You
out of the back
like,
of the mouth like
aqua.
Like a spittle.
I like agua. That you can put a G and it's agua. And it means...
Oh, I like agua.
Agua is agua very is good. A, and then it makes me think fine. Of like the color aqua that is... The agua that is aqua. And then I want to go
like, it sounds like the color aqua mixed with an avocado. Like I could eat it. Agua. Like I'd
oh,
like
yeah,
to eat
like
an agua.
Like a guacamole.
You could have a guacamole and some agua.
That's what I had this morning. I've got water right here. Agua. And a guacamole right here.
Well, but agua in this fanciful universe is like, it's like what dreams may come. It's like eating a painting or something. Is that what they did in there?
Oh, I always feel like, you know what?
I don't think that's a good message to send to kids, by the way. I mean, I know most paint isn't lead-based anymore, but it's like, go ahead, kids, just play around in that paint and put it in your mouth and stuff. It's fun.
Well, a painting is way different than eating paint. There's a big difference. Let's clarify yet
well,
again.
All I know is What Dreams May Come is a documentary.
I'm
and
sure
God
it is.
Bless Robin. It's a documentary. It's the being John Malkovich of Robin Williams was What Dreams May Come, basically going inside his head. It was just a big depression filled with humor. Let's go ahead. I'm sorry.
So funny.
Right,
so
wait, well,
funny.
I'm going to snip that out as a descriptor of this show, too. A depression... What was it? Laced with humor? Filled with humor? A big black trash bag of depression with a bunch of shredded up humor inside of it. Like, but it's like evidence that we don't want people to see.
Okay.
So it's in the big, it's the big depression bag and we're going to throw it in the dumpster of solitude.
Hey.
The dumpster of contemplation.
And only a few people go dumpster diving, huh? And those are our listeners.
Yeah, well, it's a good... I mean, if it is the dumpster of solitude, maybe it's behind the fortress of solitude. And I don't know what, you know, Superman throws away, but it's probably not nothing. And I don't know who picks up Superman's
maybe
trash.
Maybe that's what started all this beef between him and Batman, because I still haven't figured out why they're fighting.
It could be. It could be. They found, like,
stop
you
going
know,
through my trash, Batman!
You douchebag. You douchebag.
Douchebag.
You douchebag.
Oh no!
No, you got like Santa caught him. He was over like one day, just like he was urinating in the front
Santa's
lawn
like,
of the.
What the shit are you doing?
He was urinating in the lawn of solitude.
Yeah.
And he witnessed Batman rifling through the dumpster of solitude, and he alerted Superman.
Superman.
He's like, "Hey, Superman,
listen."
Awesome. And then
Like
then when he collected himself after vomiting profusely, and slipping in his own vomit and nearly hurting himself. And
I would like to see
neck.
Batman going through trash at
helped
moonlight.
To his feet by his reindeer.
Stop. I'd like to see Batman going through trash because I think in the snow at moonlight would make a really awesome shadow. You know, like on the snow.
Yeah, it would. It would. And then, you know, you could have like the, like a scuffle breakout. And then you see Batman.
Yeah, between Batman and
you
some
see
raccoons.
Batman, he's thrown to his back, and then he just like instinctively makes a snow bat. With this,
that's adorable. And he's wrestling raccoons. It's so cute.
Sure. Well, he's got to fight to survive. Like, he is a bat.
He's still a bat. Guys.
He's got bat. He's a badass.
We need to take Batman, and we need to ramp it up. Let's ramp up the batness. Like, he needs to start using like echolocation.
Let's give this guy some batteries here, guy.
Yeah, everybody. Let's get him some batteries.
Let's charge his batteries.
Let's make it more literal. And eat no more. And then he needs to like start eating like little grapes and being like the baby bat
it's
videos
a,
where they wrap them up in little
training.
Towels
yeah.
And they hand feed them, you know?
Wombat man.
Wombat. Oh, God. That's what you need to be for Halloween this year.
I didn't look up the physical characteristics of wombats.
Oh, God, I can't. Oh, the visual's so, so bright in my mind. Wombat man.
The description of a wombat is, I'm going to do it in backwards voice, too, okay. So hold on a sec.
Okay.
Wombats are short-legged, muscular, quadrupedal marsupials. That are native to Australia.
Marsupials.
They're about 1 meter 40. Wait. Parentheses. 40. It's parentheses. 40 inches. I didn't want to confuse that.
No,
in length with small, stubby tails. I just think that's art. Like, it's just anti-hero. Short-legged, muscular, quadrupedal marsupials.
God,
wombat
you.
Man.
Jason, it is you in an animal. That's your spirit animal.
Hey, guys. He's like, I'm trying to do an Australian accent. You want to go? I can't, but he sounds
you
like
can't.
That. He's all he's nasally like, I'm wombat man. You guys need to stop. I'm out of breath because I ran here. Because I couldn't catch the bus.
And you still have to have a cape. But it's
stop
gonna be
what you're doing.
It's going to be like a short, stumpy cape.
And then he gets into a phone booth, but to call his mom to come pick him up. Not to change.
Oh, my gosh. I literally pictured, like, the tiniest cape on the back of your neck. Where it's,
yeah.
Like, literally, like,
it's
4 inches
It's a kerchief or something.
Inches.
You know, it's like, did your napkin get turned around,
yes,
sir?
That's what's gonna happen. It'll be shiny, and it'll have a W on it, like, no,
it's,
Batman.
It's because of how I have to eat. This is his origin story. Because of how I have to eat, I have to face away from the table. I have a hereditary digestive issue. It's glandular.
It's hereditary.
It's part of what makes him Wombat Man. He eats backwards.
We don't even know.
He shows up and crisscrosses jalopy. Just actuating on all pistons.
Oh, God.
All hydraulics.
Oh, no. We can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
Wombat Man writes himself, just like whatever the hell else
really,
Ernie was
he
writing.
He really itself. Does. He is a character. He is a character.
Hold on, guys.
I'm actually crying.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Wombat Man.
How the... Oh, God, I think I'm...
Oh, oh,
please.
All right, you got...
Let's get it together, what
else is going on? I apologize for it.
Oh, my goodness. No, that's great. I think that's great.
Yeah, well, I had another note written down about, yeah. It's funny now that literally, like, Trump is so close to sealing, back to Trump news, that he's so close to sealing the nomination that, like, Republicans are just, like, throwing spike strips and broken bottles and stuff in front
yes,
of the freight train that is Trump.
Yes.
I mean, knowing full well the spike strips and broken bottles will do nothing to slow a train.
You can't, but he... Yeah. Oh, goodness.
The truck train is
off the rails.
I mean, like, all news and all scores and everything are like, yeah, Trump's pretty much got it sewn up, and the Republicans are like, no, we got ideas on how to fix it.
We didn't plan this.
I mean, we created it, but we totally didn't plan it.
I love it. How did, what's his name? Was it Oliver or someone described it as the mole? What was it? The, like, back mole?
Oh, yeah, the back mole. It doesn't seem like a big deal, and then it slowly, I don't know how he worded it, but yeah, God, like, so America's true. Back mole.
And now it's something to worry about, though it's gotten bigger. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
that's
America.
That's literally, it's the best explanation of him. And the funniest thing is, like, once he started campaigning, people were like, I like his honesty. And that's what I'm finding now. Okay. Oh, that's what I was going to say earlier. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so now you...
Thoughts.
Oh, my God, I got thoughts.
I got these. Like, I caught these thoughts like butterflies.
They came to the front.
I got my thoughts net out, and I caught all these. They were in a field, and I caught some. I caught some thoughts.
I use nets and fields. Anyway, so...
Nets and fields. Being honored this year for his service.
best
short film about African American warfare in the Canadian Ozarks.
That's the one. How did you guess? All right. So anyway, okay. So you and I we're all about throwing out facts and upending conspiracy theories, and they're not really theories. These are things
absolutely.
That
we're
are actually
the
happening,
truth.
But people don't want us to know. So it feels super undercover, that kind of thing. The latest that I'm finding, the way that they're latching more reasonable people into, you know, supporting Donald Trump is they're literally saying things like, oh, well, big government doesn't want him to win. You know, they don't want him to expose the truth. And it's like, oh my gosh, like, that's what Bernie's doing too. It's not... Well, we just don't need Clinton, you know?
I don't know. I think that, like, reality TV has primed people a lot for this, too. It's made it so that, like, facts and just, like, you can just make shit up because...
Well, you can't.
Like, Donald Trump, he's never seemed genuine to me, and I don't know.
He genuinely believes whatever he's saying, yeah, but... It's not from a reasonable place inside humanity.
I don't even know if we can call what Donald does believing. Like,
I almost thought you were going to say Donald Duck.
What Donald Duck does
Donald
do.
Donald Duck does do.
Donald Duck Dynasty. Donald Trump, he's like incapable of believing. He's like a fire hydrant that's broken. Like, someone opened it. He's like a fire hydrant in that episode of King of the Hill when they were all volunteer firemen, and they accidentally opened up the fire hydrant, and then they couldn't close it. And then it just, like, founts water endlessly, and it's like, I don't think this is how this is supposed to work.
Yeah.
So somebody didn't know how to stop this, and then it's just like, but all it does is just keep, like, because you see, like, he's like a cold reader. He's a hot vomiter, and I feel like we've done some version of that before, but it's like, He has words to say all the time. Like,
he flies by his emotions, which is why he's so all over the place.
No, he literally admitted
about the fact that he's probably bipolar, and that's why he's appealing to the people who also, like you said earlier, who run off emotions.
Too much credit with bipolar. He's like five-polar.
Quadrupolar.
Quadrupolar. Mm-hmm. He's a quadrupole.
He's a pole.
Yeah. Pole vaulter. Winner of the five-time...
You know, I've never Paul met the Walter. Guy, but I feel like I wouldn't like him.
Yeah, probably not. He seems pretty unlikable. I mean,
I think he scares children. Well, mostly if you're, like, a refugee or something.
Yeah, if your skin isn't the right color and your beliefs aren't in accord with it. I mean, can we bust out the Hitler references yet? Is it fair? I mean,
well,
when literally...
people are certainly throwing it around...
Well, they had been a while back.
People are
and then his supporters were like,
"It doesn't mean that people haven't been killed in his name or his like,
exactly."
Suggestion.
And then his supporters were saying, "Like, oh yeah, they were defending him." But I'd like to point out that what we mean is that once upon a time Hitler was doing all the things that he was too. But when you actually have people throwing up the old Sieg Heil there, at his rallies, like old, obviously German white ladies. I feel like when his constituents are Nazis, we could at least start to bring up Hitler. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. Because, yeah, I mean, you could talk about walls and, like, getting rid of entire peoples, right? I mean, that's going to happen in a political race, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, the weather's getting nicer. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Spring might be coming. I know it's a wild theory.
Whoa.
Spring is on the way. It might not yet have sprung. I'm not certain.
Jason's throwing out seasons.
But I am asserting that spring will be here at some point.
Okay, are you trying to say that winter's almost over? Because I feel like that's racist.
No, I'm not making any assertions toward winter time or any other seasons. Fall, winter, synopsis. Bread baker, summer.
I'm still anxious to see if my film filmed in the Canadian Ozarks with African-American warfare. I can't wait to see if I win that award, whatever it was.
Unto what?
Yeah, I hope I win. I thought I was up for an award or something.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, no.
Thank you. Recognition is very hard to come by nowadays.
2017 so. Blacktress of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Well, and isn't that what we all need, more black?
Out in to Day awards. Wild was the name of the movie.
Out to who?
Out to Day Wild.
Out to Day? That sounds like a black guy. Out to Day Wild.
to Day Wild.
Like, yeah. He's super slick and handsome and looks great in a three-piece suit.
Yeah, he's Trevor Noah's friend. We're bringing over more Africans because, you know, more.
You can't have less.
Well, you don't want to. Actually, we should. I mean,
whoa.
Come on over, everybody, to make this not sound more awkwardly racist.
Okay, you can get on the boat.
Come on. You get over here, everybody, all your colors.
Jason's like, just don't touch me.
Yeah. No. I want to clarify. Not racist. Also, defensive.
Very defensive.
Very defensive.
I feel like I'm building up my own war over here with all my defenses.
I'd like to pull the plug on this episode.
Okay, you ready? Count it back.
3, 8, 7, 8, 11, 20. You got any numbers in mind?
Oh, 47.
One.